Somebody remind me it's time for Speed Joe. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, new and improved David. We got a joke today from Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin. And Ed from Lyle, who says is a proud owner of an SJM. We got a joke from Gene Omalecki. Tim from Poplar Grove. Andrew Michaels in McFarland, Wisconsin wrote, milk from the dairy state would sure taste good in a Speed Jokes logoed glass. We got a joke from Gary in Palatine. Joe Eberhardt at Village Cycle Sport in Arlington Heights. Kent Heisner, Dave Carr in Canada sent another one. Terry Corbett, thank you. Michael in Edgebrook, you too. And John Kleinoff in Steiner Electric Company in Elk Grove Village. I'm surprised more of you don't sign in with the names of your businesses.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray an eye doctor, and John Williams will star as patient.
Doctor, I was looking in the mirror this morning, and I noticed that one of my eyes is different from the other.
Really? Which one?
Let that one steep for a little while there. Studies show the cows produce more milk when the farmer talks to them. It's a case of in one ear and out the other.
Sign outside of a restaurant.
Remember what your valet looks like, because we don't have one.
Sign in paint store.
Husbands choosing paint colors must have a signed note from their wives.
Sign on hand sanitizer dispenser.
Cut finder. I was born a male. I identify as a male. But according to Stouffer's portions, I'm a family of four.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person, and John Williams will star as a bouncer.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Why is that?
Because I don't know who you are, and this is my trampoline. How many Easter bunnies? No. How does the Easter bunny travel? Hairplane. What's the Easter bunny's favorite restaurant? IHOP. Yeah. What happened when the Easter Bunny met the rabbit of his dreams? They lived happily ever after. If I donate hair to Locks of Love and the person who gets it commits a crime and leaves their hair at the crime scene, will my DNA incriminate me? Just wondering. It's pathetic to hear people complain about the high cost of gas when they're not even willing to work the full 168 hours a week. Oh, sure, you're smart enough to be on a TV game show, but it's Family Feud smart you are, not Jeopardy smart. I've discovered you can child-proof your house all you want, but they still get back in. I meant to mention this a moment ago. I'm going to read it right now anyway. Dear John Williams, back in May of 2020, my daughter Beverly spent a week in the American Family Children's Hospital. This would be May of 2020. Think about that. The pandemic had just started. We just started Speed Jokes. She had hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is a disease that affects the kidneys and red blood cells. It was right about the time you started doing your Speed Jokes. We would send in jokes and then listen every morning to hear if you use them. It was a good way to take our minds off the rest of our troubles. She is 14 years old now and fully recovered. And every now and then, she'll want to sit down and listen to Speed Jokes with me. And last night, we listened back, and you told the Wookiee of the Year joke. Chewbacca had a great season last year. He was Wookiee of the Year. And she said, Dad, that's the first joke we sent in when I was in the hospital.
Wow.
Remember how much he liked it back then, the daughter said to the dad. So thank you for helping our family get through that time and providing a few happy memories. Thanks again, Beverly's dad, Rob Brewer. Beverly, you made our day, and Rob, you did too. We got one more joke for you today. He said as he clears his eyes, Olaf the Viking. Did I give you the punchline for this one? Stay with me now. Olaf the Viking went to the Marianos.
What?
We could be done now. That's good enough as it is. Olaf the Viking is at the Marianos, and he sees an old woman in a wheelchair crying, and she says, I want to look at the puddings. But my wheelchair is jammed, and they're at the end of this long aisle. Happens all the time. Olaf says no problem, lifts her up and carries her off to the puddings. Ever chivalrous, Olaf doesn't tell her who he is and walks away. When she gets home that afternoon, her husband says, "How did it go?" And the woman says, "Well, I've been through the desserts." On a Norse with no name.